This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Okay, we've got the eyeshadow off, Amber. We've all recovered from TV's Night of Nights, the Logies, which was on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favourite bit?
It's the black and gold Oscars.
That's being too kind to it.
That is true.
What was your favourite bit of the Logies?
When it finished.
Did you watch it?
No.
Of course you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Neither did I.
I
haven't found anyone who watched it. No one I know watched the Logies.
It is also somewhat of an importance to our job to watch it.
And that's
we should have rock, paper, scissored it, but instead neither of us watched the Logies.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen some highlights. I know Grant Denyer won.
Yep.
I know it was because of Tom
Gleason.
Doing a bit of a funny thing.
Husey had a great opening monologue.
I haven't seen it.
That was probably it. They should have put Husey at the end, so people had to watch the whole Logies just to see Husey do some stand-up.
I think he was the host, so I think he was in and out the whole night, mate.
But you know, like when they do the opening and he's welcoming everyone.
So you think he should have done the opening at the end?
Shut up.
Well, see some holes in your theory. I saw Tony Martin did some voiceover stuff, which I found very funny. I saw a bit of a smash cut of that. Mm. But again, I'm a big fan of Tony Martin. Mm. I only watched 40 seconds of that. 13, 12, 16.
Mm.
Do you care about the Logies?
Yeah.
Does anyone care about the Logies?
Because, look, yesterday Billows was running around a current affair style and he was doing some internal investigating and no one cares.
No one I found had watched it nor cared. I mean,
Prove us wrong.
Grant Denyer won, and he doesn't have a TV show currently. He won the Gold Logie for most popular person.
Mm. But it's only just finished.
Still,
it's not like he hasn't had a TV show for 10 years.
But his TV show wasn't good enough for him to stay on.
I liked Family Feud.
I like Grant Denyer.
Mm.
But it's a bit sad. It's a bit of a... I feel that is just the epitome of the Logies, that a man without a TV show won the biggest award at the TV Awards.
Mm-hmm.
13, 12, 16. Does anyone care about the Logies? Yeah. We're talking about the Logies, Amber.
Yeah, you're right. It is Tuesday.
We're talking about the Logies, which are on Sunday, because I couldn't, for the life of me, find anyone who watched it yesterday.
No.
No one cares. Nobody cares, myself included.
We had to take it to you, Sunraysia. Someone obviously watched it.
Yeah, I assume. Mm. Grant Denyer's just been ringing around begging to get on radio to just hopefully someone cares that he won.
He has his own show.
Yeah, he does.
He does. 13, 12, 16, Claire, do you care about the Logies?
Yes, I do. Oh, my God, it's like seeing all your favourite people from all your favourite TV shows in one spot. That's cool.
I know, all the celebs from Gogglebox. I bet you were just beside yourself.
I actually saw Davina and Dean from Married at First Sight, and I was like, okay, you guys should be there.
Did you enjoy the red carpet more so than the actual awards?
Oh my God, of course. Like, the awards are boring, but I love seeing what everyone's wearing. Some of it was funny. I mean, like, Husey was funny at the start.
Look, that was the only thing that would have gotten me to watch it, to watch Dave Hughes do some stand-up.
Yeah.
Apart from that, it just looks long and boring.
So, are you allowed to drink at the Logies? God, you'd want to hope so.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you went to the Logies, I'd be like, I'm going to need at least 5 champagnes to sit through this.
Yeah, because
it's... Surely that's why everyone goes, because there's like a free bar tab, right?
Yeah, it'd be sit-down drinks and meal, wouldn't it? Not like the Academy Awards where it's like road seating.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, surely there's some booze going.
Hopefully.
I mean, Stefan Ovic hasn't rolled in sober on the morning after for a while.
There you go, that's true. Yeah.
We found someone who does enjoy the Logies, so thanks for calling.
Love it.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much, Claire. But
she was excited for the Logies.
Having said how boring I think the Logies are, if I ever get an invite,
oh God,
bet your bottom dollar I'm going.
There in a heartbeat. I would like to reverse everything I've just said. If anyone from the Logies from TV Week is listening, that was Amber who made that noise. I would love to go to the Logies. Naughty or sporty, da 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 da. It's 6:40. This is where we do it.
Oh my God!
How much planning went into that? You might ask. Zero. Zero is the right answer.
Okay.
Amber.
Yeah.
We got a sporty.
Shut the front door.
I know we've got a sporty one. Well, sort of.
Okay.
It's you know how the World Cup soccer's on at the moment?
Yes.
Well, screw that, because the International Quidditch World Cup is on as well.
Hmm.
World Cup soccer, Russia. Quidditch World Cup, Italy.
Okay. As in what they play in Harry Potter.
Spot on.
Flying around on broomsticks.
Yep, that's the Harry Potter version. Now,
how are they doing that?
How are they levitating and flying around on broomsticks?
Yeah.
They're not. Now, in international Quidditch rules, it's essentially same deal, except they're running around holding some form of, I don't think it's an actual broom, but they do need to have a rod between their legs.
They're galloping around with a bit of wood between their legs.
Yep, and some hoops at the end.
Throwing a gold ball at each other.
Yeah, 100%.
Now I feel sad.
You're right to feel sad. It's a very sad little game, but it does look pretty athletic. Like, they're using what looks like, you know, like volleyball, soccer ball sized ball, and they've got the hoop set up at the end. And apart from that, it's pretty much the same deal.
They'd be able to outrun us.
Oh, God, who couldn't?
That's for sure.
Who could not? The USA have picked up they've won the World Cup.
Can we interview someone?
We can see if we can get someone from the International Quidditch World Cup. USA beat Belgium 120-70. I'm not sure how they... It says here that the USA caught the golden snitch. That flies around, so I don't know how that's incorporated.
That's like that's a slippery little sucker. What's it called again?
The golden snitch.
Yeah, the snitch. That's hard to catch.
Yeah,
not even Harry Potter could catch that.
Mate of mine in uni caught the golden snitch. He had to get a cream for it.
Get out.
I did that whole thing just to do that joke.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Amber, you are about to move to Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather your new home be next door to the headquarters of a swingers club or next door to the headquarters of a white supremacist group?
Ooh.
Questions.
Okay. Am I allowed to go to the swingers club?
By all means, mate. Really?
It sounds way more fun.
This took a turn.
Sounds way more fun than a white supremacist club.
No, definitely. But I was more meaning, like, let's imagine you don't want to go to either of them, but you just have to speed next to the noise they create.
I see.
Okay. Now, I'll give you a bit of background. Swingers club.
Okay. I know. I can imagine the kind of noise.
It's pretty noisy.
Yep.
They are... full on.
What kind of noises do white supremacists make?
Well, the white supremacists in this scenario, they make enough noise that it's annoying, but it's more you see some questionable things.
Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm. So the swingers club is definitely louder and more constant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I could wear earplugs.
Oh, do you really want that to be your life?
Well, I don't want either of these scenarios to be my life.
It's a fair point, but this is the pickle you're in.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you move to Queensland.
Maybe it is. Batten down the hatches, Andy.
Australia's Florida.
Yeah. Look, I'm sticking with my initial thought.
That you're going to join the swingers club.
I'm going to live next to the swingers club.
And be their number one member.
It's better peace of mind.
Jeez, you are going to be the most popular woman in radio when you join the swingers club.
Guys, I want to talk about a 23-year-old woman named Caitlin from Iowa, United States.
What's Caitlin done?
She doesn't live in the same town as her boyfriend. They'd been dating for 5 months
or
whatever.
Yep.
And he was busy studying, and she thought she'd be super nice and get a sandwich delivered to his house.
That is really nice.
It is really nice.
Like, that's just like on a long-distance relationship when it's just like, I was thinking of you and I knew you were studying and you probably didn't have time to eat, so I had a sandwich delivered to your home.
It's really nice.
Wonderful.
And she even told the sandwich delivery guy, she's like, hey, my boyfriend, we don't live near each other. He's studying. I wanted to order him this sandwich.
Yep. So he's all worded up of the kind deed she's doing.
The delivery guy knows all about it. The delivery guy rocks up to the boyfriend's house and sees him banging someone else on the couch.
Ooh, okay. He's in a quandary. What does he do?
Yep.
What does he do in this scenario?
So he's delivered the sandwich, and then afterwards the delivery guy goes, just double checking that sandwich was for your boyfriend. She said, yeah. He get it all right? Yep.
Yeah, he no got worries. It all right.
We don't usually do this, but he was with another woman in his apartment.
Now, I do not condone this behavior at all, Amber, so I don't want to get this misconstrued as me doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that was the sandwich delivery man's place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's his job, because my question is, where is the line of what he should be reporting back to the girlfriend?
Well, look, He's not gonna, and he did point out by saying, we don't usually do this. But I, you know, that girlfriend did a really nice thing for that boy.
Yes.
And he's being in.
Yes. Ooh. Ooh, easy, easy.
Nearly swore. I don't think he's gonna dob on someone for like dressing up in women's lingerie when she's not around or anything like that.
But he has opened that door that that could be, like, that's not his place either.
I would want to know.
Oh, of course you would.
As if you'd want to keep dating someone.
100%, I agree.
And he just, you know, made sure that she knew that, but and the decision's now hers. She dumped him.
He's the sandwich man, not the I'm doing the right thing man.
But
deliver your sandwich
both.
Leave.
No, he's become both.
That's his job.
Delivered the sandwich. And also did the right thing by telling her.
And be the morality police.
Mm.
That's not his job.
If someone from Domino's rocked up at my house and knew the pizza was for my boyfriend and my boyfriend's banging someone else.
Yeah. Of course you'd want to know. I couldn't agree more.
He did the right thing,
not,
I think.
Not his job.
13, 12, 16 then. It's up to you, Sunraiser.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
What do you think?
Did he do the right thing? Did he overstep his place?
Mm.
That's what we're talking about today. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call.
Guys, we were just talking about Kayla, a 23-year-old Iowa woman who got her boyfriend, who lives in a different city, a sandwich delivered, and the sandwich delivery guy realized that he was cheating on her.
And dobbed.
And dobbed.
Mm. And likewise, I'm trying to make this clear that I'm not condoning this behavior. I just don't think it's his place to do this. Like, if the postman delivers something from, like, an adult sex shop, is he to report that back to other people?
No, but it was very specific. Kayla said, this is for my boyfriend. He lives far away from me.
Mate.
And then when he got there, he was banging someone else. Imagine.
Stay in your lane, mate.
Imagine if they, in the future, got married, they'd stayed together for 5 years.
Sandwich guy, I'd never know.
Yeah, but, neither would Kayla.
Not
the poor girl.
The sandwich guy's place.
That's hectic. So 13, 12, 16, Billows and I are clearly divided on this. Caitlin, what do you reckon? Is the delivery guy out of line?
No, I think it was fair enough that he told her.
Me too.
Where's the line?
Well, okay, I understand that he doesn't know her, so it's not really his place, I guess. But at the same time, very obvious that anyone in her position would want to know, right? And I don't think anyone would ever want to be kept in the dark about that kind of thing. So he was just doing the right thing by anyone.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if he's not friends with her.
I definitely agree with you in the fact that obviously in this scenario he's cheating, and that is, and I would hate to be in that position.
Mm.
But again, like I said, where's like, what if you were just doing something that's completely harmless? It might be a little bit weird, but you don't want it getting out anyway. And this bloke sees it and goes and tells your family.
No, but that's not what happens.
No,
that's what I'm saying. It's a slippery slope.
This is very black and white. I think, like, if he was like dancing around in a weird costume or something,
yeah,
then fair enough. Okay, that can be kept a secret. But what I'm saying is, it's cheating. So that's it's very black and white when it comes to cheating. No one wants to be cheated on. Therefore, in this scenario, he should have absolutely said something.
Amy, you're doing some pretty weird stuff. Mm. Are you sure you want the delivery guy going and spreading around all your little Amber secrets? That's what I'm asking.
That's why you always use a different name when you order something, so that they can't talk about you. Thanks so much for your call, Caitlin.
No worries.
Kim, come through. What do you think? 13, 12, 16 was the sandwich delivery guy out of line.
No one's answering my question of where is the line. Everyone's ignoring that. They're like, yeah, no, he should have done it. Yep. What
Kayla,
else?
Kayla and the delivery guy obviously struck up some sort of weird friendship.
Yeah, that's right. The delivery guy's probably swooping in as we speak. I'm on to you, mate.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.